Last week, it started all over again. We are working on our fourth All Roads Lead Home mural in Aurora. It will be patriotic, colorful, classic, memorable, and anchored in tributes to citizenship, sacrifice, valor, and honor. It will be dedicated in November to all area veterans and first responders. Like the other murals in Aurora, this one will serve as a backdrop for photo sessions, family reunions, school events, and projects designed to promote sense of place. Our first mural helped tell Aurora's industrial story on the north wall of the Children's Smile Center. In essence, it was a post-COVID birthday present to a town that had just celebrated its sesquicentennial. The second one in 2021 went back in time to the 1800s and focused on our founder, the Trail of Tears, the Old Wire Road, the magic of the native prairie, and the Butterfield Stage. We added an interactive component with the creativity of Diana Estes, who put together a place for photographs and selfies with the folklore aura of butterflies and dragonflies, too. Last year, we poured some creative color into the majestic eagles and stars and stripes on the south entrance of the Alumni Center. Rain brought our military story to life with vibrant colors and details. This 2024 mural will feature two large 8-foot by 16-foot panels on the north side of the Aurora Hound Dog Alumni and Outreach Center. They are created by 8 smaller panels that are stacked and framed with American steel, crafted and welded by James Conran after he purchased the metal from Bud and Kathy Huckel in Aurora. Huckel's Motor and Machine is one of Aurora's oldest family-operated businesses. Bud Huckel is the stuff of pure legend. Conran is an Aurora graduate and a former student of mine. He owns and operates Conran Welding and Repair, LLC. When we put out the calls on Friday and Saturday last weekend and Sunday for help in Aurora, we knew it was a weekend. We knew people were busy. We knew they might be out enjoying the nice weather. We know people think, oh goodness, what is she up to now? But you know what? They came. They came anyway. They came because we asked them to show up. There was a 50-year age range in play as I watched these men show off their brains, muscles, and skills to wrangle these heavy panels to an upright position and anchor them against the historic bleachers that I grew up dancing on decades ago. They knew what they were doing was important. They came on their day off right after a Sunday afternoon lunch and before anyone could take a much-deserved nap. They worked together to do it right. Our head football coach, Brandon Pitts, saw my Facebook plea and echoed my call. Friday found Cohen Stockton, Zach Tackett, James Conran, LJ Beck, Brad Bettler, and Bill Hillman helping us with the prep work, while Sunday's call to action in the afternoon found Kyle Haley, Cohen Stockton, Jeremiah Ferguson, Brad Blankenship, Brian Murray, Brad Bettler, and Al Mobley responding to the call. Several messaged us that they saw the post but were unable to help because of company or being in the middle of something else. That's okay. They saw it. They wanted to help. That's what just melts my heart with every project. Everyone has ownership. Everyone loves our story, our history, our highs and lows, our grit, our determination, and our respect for each other. That's what sense of place work does. It brings people together for common goals with a toolbox of interdisciplinary skills and intergenerational vision. Everyone has something to bring to the table for the common good. We will work to post regular updates of the progress of this project, which is being funded through a series of grants from Missouri Humanities, Community Foundation of the Ozarks, and Youth Empowerment. Our famed artist, Rain Klotfelter, will have the luxury of working indoors despite wind, rain, or temperatures. After its completion, the fun will begin all over again as we use our noggins to lift, bolt, and brace them up against the outside wall of the old armory's north side. In fact, we might be taking them apart and putting them back together again. We'll see. One panel of the mural will have an eagle and a Stephen Ambrose quote. Those things which are precious are saved by sacrifice. The other panel will feature an American soldier and the Purple Heart emblem. Aurora is one of well over 100 cities in Missouri that honors those sons and daughters who have been wounded or killed in combat, defending the freedoms we all enjoy. This idea was a dream of former leadership students like Luke Shoemaker and Cameron Savage, who felt strongly about honoring the veterans who have served here. We are finally getting to make that dream happen. To me, the Ambrose quote sums up our work at the Aurora Hound Dog Alumni and Outreach Center. It was built some 82 years ago as a National Guard armory in the middle of World War II, as those in the Greatest Generation showed the world that defeat was not an option and courage was priceless. It tells me that when something matters to us, we come together from all walks of life to do the right things, just like those who came before us did. We are, in essence, following in their footsteps. After Pearl Harbor, the Armory Project was scaled back and became a joint city, school, and state project. Some of the elaborate details of the original plan were omitted to streamline the completion of the facility and put more funds and resources into the war effort at the time. For half a century, the structure housed physical education classes and hosted ball games. It also served as home to the local National Guard and welcomed soldiers to monthly training sessions. A new facility was built in the 1990s on the town's east side. Then the school obtained official ownership of the armory from the city of Aurora. It has housed the Alumni Center for almost a decade in the front portion of the building, which is still home to classrooms in the basement. Recent years have found upgrades, stucco repairs, a painter's palette of antler velvet and urban bronze, updates and projects at the site, which has numerous pieces in place to help share, preserve, promote, and protect Aurora's story. Our story. The story we will be telling and sharing for generations to come. The story is one about grit, freedom, courage, valor, and honor. The 2024 mural will pay homage to that story and to the people we love right here in Aurora, Missouri, USA, where all roads lead home.